Part 2. White Stones. The soft coo of a dove and gentle cool breeze aroused Sherita and Eldar from their sleep. A sunless brilliance shone from a cloudless blue sky. They stared in amazement at one another. Each was dressed in royal clothing, and they sparkled with cleanliness.
"About time you woke up," said the young man,
dressed in equally royal attire. Two dazzling white horses stood ready in front of a glistening golden cart. As he helped Sherita into the cart, she gasped.
"That bracelet," she stammered.
She looked intently at his face.
"Yes, it is I, Barlow. I am the old man who cares for those whom Eternal One loves on his mountain. We watch for exceptional sacrifices that have been made in behalf of others and reward them. For you, my dear."
He transferred the gleaming bracelet to Sherita's wrist.
"It's time. Eternal One awaits you."
"Daughter and son, welcome to my holy dwelling."
Eternal One's voice thundered like the sound of many waters. Sherita and Eldar fell to their knees.
"Stand and come forward."
"Eldar, you failed to prepare properly, and you almost lost your life at the start because you had not the wisdom of the invitation to guide you. But you recognized your foolishness and used it to stay alert, exposing deceivers and choosing to honor my precepts above as a valuable gift. I do not ban entry to those who admit wrong and learn from their errors. Well done. Sherita, you questioned my truth, but you did not deny it. Your desire to accompany Eldar almost caused your downfall, but you remained faithful to your promise. You sacrificed what you loved most to give life to those who had little. Well done. Your flat stones, now brilliant white, have been engraved with your new names. They are my promise that you are now entered in my book of life. Your eternal destiny is sealed. Return now. Keep your thoughts, words, and actions aligned with my precepts. My presence goes with you."
Avi paced back and forth near the stone bench. His dove had alerted him of Sherita's return. Barlow carted Eldar and Sherita all the way down to the trail's fork and bid them farewell. They raced toward their village. Avi watched the tiny specks grow larger by the moment until they reached the stone bench. The trio shared a joyful embrace, complete with tears and laughter. Two cooing doves escorted them back toward the village, accompanied by a cool breeze. If you happen to be wondering about the names on the stones, Eternal One has declared,
"I will give each a white stone and a new name written on the stone, which no one knows but the one who receives it."